This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good check of our latest COVID-19 case counts throughout Southern Colorado. 375 new cases and 4 new deaths reported in El Paso County. Those numbers are on par with data that we are seeing just before the Thanksgiving holiday. Pueblo County, meanwhile, reporting somewhat lower numbers compared to pre-Thanksgiving numbers. 58 new cases, but 5 individuals lost their lives due to COVID-19 in the past 24-hour reporting period. Teller County reporting 13 new cases and 1 death. 14 new cases announced in Fremont County. State health officials prepared to monitor for cases of the COVID-19 Omicron variant. State Lab Director Dr. Timothy Traventhy says that Colorado can perform genome sequencing on any positive test.
Colorado has a very large amount of diagnostic testing happening, and we do encourage anyone who has symptoms or has an exposure to seek testing. We have over 140 community testing sites around the state.
Colorado also able to detect potential outbreaks ahead of time by monitoring COVID-19 particles and wastewater levels. That could give health officials a warning if the Omicron variant is behind any case surge. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says that there are characteristics health officials still need to figure out when it comes to the Omicron variant.
Could potentially expect to see with the Omicron variant are going to be increased transmissibility and then potentially some level of the immune system being evaded.
Now to an update on the Vital Point Urgent Care in Pueblo, the clinic that was recently suspended from issuing COVID-19 vaccines. New documents are revealing what state health inspectors found during an unannounced visit prompted by patient complaints. Inspectors found that the clinic wasted nearly 75% of the doses it received. In some instances, clinicians failed to use the Johnson & Johnson doses within the required 6 hours after punching the vial, mistakenly believing they would be good for 12 hours. State inspectors also found that doses of both the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as well as Moderna were given to those too young for those vaccine types. In all, there were 9 violations. At least 98 people received their vaccinations at Vital Point Urgent Care and will need to be revaccinated. Students in a Fremont County school district are not wearing masks as they're back in the classroom. That follows a decision made by the county's Board of Health. The RA1 school district was set to enforce a mask order this week following an agreement between the district, county health department, and the Board of Health. However, the board issued a statement Friday saying its members would not sign on with that agreement. In that statement, the Board of Health said that it hoped that last week's conversations about a mask mandate would make everyone more aware of COVID-19 protocols throughout Fremont County. KRDO News Time now, 8:03. Colorado Springs police pressing charges against a man accused of attacking 2 officers at the city's airport yesterday morning. KRDO's Jessica Grundling reports.
CFPD was called to the airport to help escort 26-year-old James Brush to baggage claim. As police were taking him to get his bags, they say he became aggressive, hitting one officer and then hitting and pushing the second officer backward. Officers used a taser to take Brush into custody for assaulting the officers. One officer was driven to a local hospital for his injuries, while the other remained on duty. And at this time, we don't know what Brush was doing to cause the disturbance on that inbound flight or his connection to Colorado Springs. Homeland Security and the FBI are reviewing the case, and Brush could face federal charges following that review.
One person is under arrest after a fight with Colorado Springs police. Police say the man hit a cop multiple times yesterday morning on Royer Street near San Miguel. Officers tried to use a taser on that man as well to get him into custody. Police say the man's vehicle had license plates registered to another vehicle, and that was the cause for intervention by the Colorado Springs police. A man said to spend nearly 10 years in prison for assaulting an ATF officer in Colorado Springs. The U.S. Department of Justice says that Dallas Theis was sentenced to 110 months behind bars last month. Theis was arrested earlier this year after hitting an officer with a car at a local convenience store as he was trying to escape arrest. He's set to spend 3 years on supervised probation following that release from prison. A suspect is in custody this morning following a standoff in Security Widefield. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office issued a shelter-in-place order for a neighborhood near Widefield Community Park yesterday afternoon. Deputies trying to arrest a suspect considered to be armed and dangerous who was wanted on fugitive warrants. After several hours of negotiating, SWAT team members eventually fired gas canisters into the home to force that suspect to surrender. Larry Gardino was arrested, set to face charges of violating his parole. And the city of Colorado Springs is looking for volunteers to serve on 2 of its advisory boards. We have the latest now with KRDO's Josh Helmuth.
The city is looking for members for the Citizens Transportation Advisory Board and the Law Enforcement Transparency and Accountability Commission. Both panels meet to learn about issues affecting Colorado Springs and to make recommendations to the city council to help solve those issues. The deadline for applications to both boards is December 13th. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Partly cloudy skies, really warm temperatures for the first day of December. 68 Colorado Springs, about 71 in Pueblo. We'll see a few clouds overnight with morning starts in the mid and upper 30s and mostly sunny skies tomorrow afternoon. 72 Colorado Springs, 75 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.